This is the Don and Mike Show.
Put him on hold, please, so he can hear us kiss his ass. Please, please put Mr. Johnson on hold.
He has us on hold.
What was that?
He has us on hold. He'll be with us in 1 minute.
Okay.
What did you put in the cookies?
Cinnamon. I'm allergic to cinnamon.
Go. Boston Rebels. Experience the heat.
The Don and Mike Show.
I certainly will not bitch and moan here.
It's the fool.
No way, baby.
And the classy one, Don and Mike.
If anyone's allowed to have a couple of moments, it's the man of the number one motion picture in America.
He's the hottest movie star in America right now, and we've got him. He is. Technically, he is.
As predicted.
It's not even technically he is.
When you said technically, that's just like when you said I watch anything.
I know. It's a choice of words. No, it's not. He is. He's the man.
He's the man.
Is he on with us yet?
We're waiting now for Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. We just played Love is Like a Rock by Donny Iris.
Can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
Mike O'Mara for years has said that this man is a major motion picture star.
A couple of years, yeah.
I guess he has us on hold.
He's waiting for us.
Right. He's got to be very
busy. He's a very busy man.
Very busy.
His publicist called right on time, went over the important information about his movie, mm-hmm. and said, I'm going to put you on hold, and he'll be with you in a minute as soon as he finishes up. His previous interview.
Oh, so he's on with another interview. So he's doing them rapid fire.
Exactly.
Rapid. One right after the other after the other.
Why would that be? The movie's kicking ass.
He's doing press.
That's right.
He's doing press. He is doing press. So right now, do we have the line open?
Yes.
Well, not from my end, Mike.
Oh, so they have the line open.
The guys in the back room do.
Okay.
While they're figuring that out, I will ask you a question, Buzz. Yep.
Yes.
Your birthday is this weekend.
Why? Yes, it is.
Would you like your?
Oh, Jesus.
Give you a hint.
Me too.
Give you a hint. Both of you.
Thank you.
Would you like your birthday nude tomorrow or Monday?
Tomorrow. I hear a voice in my head saying tomorrow.
Tomorrow, you like your birthday nude tomorrow?
That would be great.
Okay.
New ones.
New ones.
She'll have new ones.
She'll have new ones like the lady on House got new ones.
Yeah. They always do. That'll be great. I'd be honored.
Well, we're still waiting on Dwayne.
Well, I'm thinking, but even though we're waiting, I'm still now a little bit excited that we're going to have a birthday nude tomorrow. Because when it's Buzz's birthday, look, we can all have our celebratory days with Buzz. With Buzz, it's a little bit different.
Buzz will just have intercourse with her.
That's right.
That's pretty much the other guys sit down and it's like the party favor game where she gets out whipped cream and balloons and lollipops.
You know how we always get a girl that comes from one of those talent agencies? Comes down here. We got him?
Buzz just lays the wood to her.
You don't mind.
Very good.
He does. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is. The number one motion picture star in America, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Dwayne, how are you?
Hey, dude. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
We don't know whether we should call you Dwayne or Mr. Dwayne or Mr. Johnson or The Rock or Mr. The Rock. Or how do you like lowly disc jockeys to refer to you?
You can call me. Steve Carell calls me handsome. So.
Handsome. There you go, baby.
Well, Dwayne, my name is Don. This is my buddy Mike.
How do you do?
Dwayne, hey, of course, has the number one movie in America, and the name of that is the Game. Game plan.
The game plan of doing better than you ever could have expected, right?
You should know something, Dwayne. You have been the object of a bet on our show.
Mm-hmm.
There is someone on this show, someone who is so cowardly they will not show their face in the studio now.
Right.
Who has said for many years
mm-hmm.
that you are nothing more than a Vin Diesel flash in the pan, and Mike O'Mara.
I'm sitting here right here. That's me, Dwayne.
Has stood up for years. I'm not kidding you.
How many years ago did I make this prediction? How many years ago did I say this will be? Was it 3 years ago?
3 years ago.
All right, look, I'm taking full credit for this while we have you on the show, Dwayne. 3 years ago, I came on this very show, and I said you will become a very big mainstream movie star.
Mike, what you said is he will be a major motion picture star.
Motion picture star.
And the other guy, Mike Source, I'm going to call him out right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What a giant pussy Mike Source is for not standing up and telling Dwayne Johnson.
Where is he now?
What he said.
Right. Well, you just did. But I predicted this, and I guess, you have to have the confidence to know when you go into this endeavor. You got to say, I'm shooting for the moon. I'm going to be a big box. And then you win the box office this past weekend.
You know what? It's great. You think, I appreciate the comment, by the way. You know, you got to swing for the fences. And a lot of times we don't hit the fences, but if you strike out, at least you strike out swinging for the fences. You can't swing for a double. You know, but I've been really, really fortunate, very lucky, especially with a movie like The Game Plan. We had great competition, Jamie Foxx and The Kingdom. And then, you know, nobody really gave us a chance to really break out. But what took place last Friday to Saturday was really something special. People left the theaters on Friday all across the country. They gave us A-plus scores in their exit polls, which there's only been five movies this year in 2007 that have had that. And I believe The Bourne Ultimatum was the last movie to have that. And then they left the theater on Friday, and they went and told literally everybody they knew, you got to see The Game Plan. It is a great movie. And then Saturday's numbers were monstrous. Where we start getting calls from Disney going, yeah, this is unbelievable. We are crushing the competition. We're going to do damn near $23 million. I mean, this is going to be a huge hit. And we're just really lucky and fortunate, and it was awesome. And, you know, look, with all respect to Vin Diesel, I love Vin, and he's a good dude. As a matter of fact, the last kind of family comedy, I think, kind of like that with an action guy was The Pacifier. Interestingly enough, I passed
Robert, I think one of our guys in the back room is applauding The Pacifier. You were a Pacifier fan?
He loved that movie.
Okay.
Did you pass on that one, Dwayne?
I passed on it, yeah.
Oh, really? And that one got really, like, lambasted by the critics,
it
right?
It got lambasted. You know, it comes down to material, and I think you just got to be, careful with your material. And, but Vin took it, by the way. Even though it didn't get great reviews, it still made a ton of money.
That's what it's about. This is Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara. We're on with Dwayne Johnson. I wish Mike Source from the back room would come here right now.
He doesn't have the guts.
You know,
even though we've got The Rock on the phone with us, he still believes his ass could be kicked.
What would you say to Mike? This guy, Mike Source, is sitting close enough that we could see him. What would you say to this douchebag, Dwayne, who didn't think that you could be the number one movie star in America?
Well, I would probably say, usually I like to keep it clean and classy. But seeing as the guy, Mike, really went at me pretty strong,
yeah,
I would
did,
probably
right.
say, if I were there, I would knock his teeth so far down his throat that he'd have to stick his toothbrush up his ass to brush him.
Yeah! That's good. I love that.
You got him.
I love that.
Like I said, I keep it clean and classy. Like,
so where does this, when you have a weekend like you have, which can in many cases can be a career-changing weekend, how quickly do people start trying to lay their hooks into you? How quickly do you get the feedback and say, okay, hey, it's next project time. We're going to do this now. We're going to do this now. Has anything changed in any way with your career immediately based on the success of this movie?
It does. You know, it happens on a dime. I mean, it turns that quickly. But you know what? It's been a lot of it. We've gotten a lot of love just from all of Hollywood. Just like, congratulations, you deserve it. Things like that. You also get, you know, there were a couple of people a couple of years ago that we would reach out to and pitch an idea, and they'd say, nah, you're not right for it. Where now it's so funny, of course, the incoming calls are, oh, of course, no, we knew you were the guy all along.
That's
going to cost you $10 more million.
There you go.
You got to be doing okay. I read, how much did you just donate to the U?
I donated $1 million to the football program.
Wow. That's talk about an immediate turnaround for something like that. That's incredible. That obviously means an awful lot to you down there.
Well, it really, really does, and I know what that program did for me, and it launched me. If it weren't for that program and those coaches down there, Randy Shannon, by the way, who's their coach now, who was my coach when I was down there. Just everything that I'd gone through, it turned me into the man I am. And, I always believe in giving back and never forgetting where you came from. And I love that. You know, the greatest part about that, I'll share this with you guys, is I went down there the other day. I donated $1 million to them and talked to the players. And the players were so blown, because usually with boosters and alumni, they'll give a lot of money, but they'll give it to the school. the entire school. But, you know, and I gave it to the football crew. They just couldn't believe and couldn't fathom. And literally they said, you gave us all that money? I said, you bet. Now you guys just can't lose.
No losing allowed after that.
I was going to ask you, how many quarterbacks do you think that money can buy?
I know, right? Well, we're going to have to buy some, I say, clearly.
Here's a question for you about money, about celebrities with money. I'm always curious about this. You give $1 million to your old school. I don't think you're doing it looking for publicity. It got out there. How come more celebrities who make money, make certainly, God knows, more than you, more than anybody in this room, how come we never hear about more celebrities giving money away?
I don't know. I'm not quite too sure why. I think that, I guess it all depends on how on how the celebrities just look at life.
Well, for instance, when you were in the movie, the follow-up when you were in Get Shorty.
Oh, Be Cool.
Be cool, right, okay. Yeah. So you're in that, and you're with John Travolta. Incidentally, don't take it the wrong way, you played a really great gay guy in that.
thank you.
John Travolta has been in 18 gazillion movies, and I got to think he's worth more than me, you, and everybody listening to this show times 10. Maybe I'm wrong about this, and he does give money.
Well, you talk about whether it gets out to the press or not, and I think sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't, and sometimes they do it a little bit on the QT, and sometimes they don't.
Does he give a?
I'm not too sure. I'm sure there's charities that he works with and foundations and things like that. But with me donating, you know, you don't want to make it a big deal, which is, by the way, why I didn't want to do it before the movie came out.
Right.
It could be taken the wrong way. So I just wanted to wait until the movie came out. And regardless of the movie's success, I was still going to give to the program while we were in season.
How have you, I have a wrestling question for you.
Sure.
How you hear about all the problems and all the tough times wrestlers have with the injuries because, you know, although it's not the same as football, but you are getting banged around. How have you held up with, as far as injuries go from your wrestling career?
I've been really lucky. You know, in wrestling, I had a couple of small injuries. In wrestling, I had more like crazy things happen because I didn't start in the WWE right away. I started in a very small farm league, if you will, down in Memphis, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And we would wrestle, literally I'd wrestle in barns and used car dealerships and, you know, there'd be no security.
Right.
You'd have to get back and forth to the ring. So I would be cut a whole bunch of times either with X-Acto knives or batteries and stuff like that.
Oh, God.
I know, it's just a crazy time. But in all the injuries I've had really have all been from football. So I have like 4 or 5 knee surgeries, a shoulder reconstruction done, 3 ruptured discs in my back. So I was really fortunate in wrestling. And not only that, but in wrestling, I relied more on my ability to connect with the audiences and be funny than I would, like, jumping off the cage.
And please to name a star, past or present, who you really would see as someone that you would like to model your career after.
I would easily say Clint Eastwood.
Okay. Wow.
I just love Clint and his work, and, you know, he was just such a dude's dude back in the day.
Sure.
You know, and mm-hmm. still able to poke fun at himself and find a sense of humor, and he's been unbelievable.
You did work with John Travolta in that movie. You worked with Steve Carell in the Get Smart movie.
Yeah.
How long until you work your way up to Tom Hanks territory? That's what I want to see.
We're ready right now. Tom is ready right now.
Move over, Tom Hanks. Here comes The Rock.
Here we go.
And right. How many takes did it take for you to do? We have the clip from the
right
movie?
There.
Here's my favorite clip from your number one movie, The Game Plan. How many takes did this take, Dwayne?
What did you put in the cookies?
Cinnamon.
I'm allergic to cinnamon.
Go.
Both the rebels experience the heat.
Because, see, I know that you played a gay guy.
And very well, you pointed out.
And very well. I'm just kidding you. You're great. Mike O'Mara is your biggest fan, Dwayne.
Well, I always thought you had it. I really did. I really thought you had it, and now it looks like you do. And good things are coming. And as you said, things turn on a dime, and things are moving in the right direction for you. We really appreciate you coming on the show.
You kidding me? Thanks for having me on.
Thank you very much. Hey, and you're still there, Dwayne?
Yeah.
Hey, would you just say F. Michael Source? You don't have to say the word. Just say F. Mike
Source. Or anything you can say that's as negative as humanly possible about Michael Source.
Sources and Source.
It's Mike Source.
That's his name.
Okay, great. Yeah, I just want to tell Mike Force or Slow, you know, who cares what his name is. The bottom line is, if I ever saw this guy, I would knock his ass into next week and then whip his ass again for leaving.
That rocks.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you, Dwayne Johnson. Dwayne
Thanks
the Rock Johnson.
Time,
good luck with everything.
Thank you, boys.
Bye. Right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's great. That is so funny. Nice. Well done.
Michael Soares.
Michael Soares.
Damn, whatever his name is.
That reminded me of the
And that's a new strategy for you also, you know, that we can use anytime. Anytime at all. You know, what I'll have to do is I'll have to come up with a fake name now. So that when I have negative things to say about people we get on the show, you know.
Don't you remember the best use of that was when Major Bill Smith was on the phone.
Oh, it was the greatest.
Right? And we would tell Major Bill Smith that we were getting faxes from Mike Soares. Uh-huh. And the faxes were coming in faster than technology technology made it possible.
Right. Michael Soares writes that you are a complete and total fraud.
Well, you tell Michael Soares that if he was here, I fought for my country.
Oh, it was fantastic.
See, for those of you who don't know,
Don Geronimo.
Radio name.
Michael right. Soares.
Real name. Uh-huh. Right. Meaning, I'm the pussy.
Stuff your teeth so far down your throat that you'd have to put a toothbrush there and brush your teeth with a toothbrush up your butt.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was a good interview,
sure was.
And I really do wish him nothing but Vin Diesel dreams.
I think he's already approaching lapping old Vin Diesel.
Oh,
I think they're Get Smart with Steve Carell. That's got to
be
a good
big
movie. Got a sure,
chance. I want to see another movie where he gets to play Joe Kingman again.
Joe Kingman.
Joe Kingman from this movie.
Who is Joe Kingman?
That's the character he plays in the Cinnamon movie. What's it
what
called?
Did you put in the cookies?
Cinnamon.
I'm allergic to cinnamon.
The
Fuck
game
the
plan.
Rebels. Experience the heat.
In the game plan, he plays Joe Kingman.
Joe Kingman, former quarterback.
I think a current quarterback.
What did he play? Did he play for the U? Was he a football player for the U?
I think he was a defensive lineman, and his spot was taken by Warren Sapp.
Ah, gotcha. Okay, very good. Didn't know that. I did not know that.
He was a good guest, and we do thank Dwayne Johnson. Congratulations, John. Here is a brand new one-week contract.
Hey!
To continue nice. Working
a
with the
one-weeker? Well, Mr. Generous.
What?
I said thank you.
Thank you. Got buried.
Thank you what?
Thank you, sir.
You're a goddamn genius.
Oh, I'm kidding. The way. Thank you, John. Outstanding job with him.
John Kingman.
Oh, and John?
Yes?
Did you hear about Buzz's nude for tomorrow?
I called, and I'm waiting on a call back.
Right. Same company?
Of course, but I'll get somebody new, Mike.
Thank you.
Mike wants some new fresh meat in here.
Well, we had a new one the last time. She was really
Want nice. A new one again.
All right.
Don't you understand?
Yes, Mr. Booth.
Want to see something different now. Want to look at two other brown eyes. Like to see another couple of Reese's peanut butter cups.
I will do what I can.
New fresh ones.
Gotcha.
With bananas on top.
Bananas.
Yeah.
Would it be okay, Buzz, if I did not bring your gift until Monday?
That's absolutely fine.
I have not.
Sure.
I have not forgotten your gift. You will have to simply trust me.
I do.
That it's at a place having something done to it.
Buzz, would it be okay if I combined your gift that I was going to bring tomorrow into a Christmas gift that I would give you on the same day?
Well, yes, that'll be fine.
Very good. Okay, thank you.
Did you just talk him into giving him his birthday present at Christmas?
Yes. He just said it was he's a very mild-mannered man.
I really am. I'm flexible.
Mike, would it be okay if I signed my name under yours on your card?
No.
You stay out of this.
Oh, the gift-giving on this show. It's such a pain in the ass.
It is.
It truly, truly is.
Whew. How can we can't all just celebrate Mike's birthday?
That, you know, really, how about that? Why don't we just take one birthday and celebrate that one?
Yeah.
The best birthday.
Mike the Rock O'Mara.
Yes, sirree. I called it, and we got him. Look at me. I'm still fully excited.
Okay, we got a break, and we'll come back.
Oh. Excuse me.
That was a nocturnal rock emission. Right?
Yeah. You know something? I had a dream last night.
A rock dream.
A rock dream. Hey, could he have been nicer?
No, he could not.
The big ones are always so friendly.
That's been our history.
Really? Fantastic. You know what? I'm going to say this, and I might regret it.
What's that?
Don Rickles could take a page out of the Rock's book.
Oh, my God.
Don Rickles, who was like, yeah, very bored, boys. That in Miami Beach is going to be very bored. Yeah, I don't travel to Europe after 9/11. Wuss.
I forgot about the fact that he and Newhart don't travel.
Yes, they don't travel together. And Rickles, after that, no longer alive to me. The Rock, however, taking my kids to that movie. Not this weekend, but I'm going to take them in subsequent weekends.
I'm going to buy a bootleg of it.
A bootleg of it.
I
bet it's good. I bet it's good.
It must be.
Why would people have gone to it on Saturday night?
Why?
I believe what he said about the fact that it was word of mouth.
They called their friends.
People are morons. Why do people eat their own boogers, Mike?
Oh, dear. Oh, you know what? Mike Source is in trouble with Dwayne Johnson. Mike Source is in a lot of trouble.
Mike Source says, bring that pussy back. I'll push him down and make him eat my boogers.
Yeah.
Hey, look who's here. It's Mike Source.
Better get your toothbrush ready.
How you doing, Rob? I've been here all along. I never left. I was dying to come out.
What a wonderful little ruse.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.